you sit here. Oh, no, I guess you sit here. So why don't you sit on here? You sit there.
Yes.
All right.
I just got a picture to bring in.
We just have a pretty.
You're very happy with this.
You're always just like, I like to apply.
It's just the wires.
She's very good at copying. All I do is cover the back of the server. Also, okay, fine, good. With regard to Henry, when Reagan came back, he, based on his conversation with, I guess the Prime Minister around here, he expressed great concern. Kurt Reagan is not the most experienced man in this field, but he had been reading by him, right? And so that made him very, very comfortable. In any event, he expressed concern about Soviet, that with regard to the European Security Conference and so forth, that we were, might go off on a bilateral deal, and that very important person developed a common line. And I simply wanted to say on that score, not only should we develop a common line, we should also develop a common propaganda line, very important. I see the European Security Conference, I didn't say this to the Russians, frankly, but I see it as a gimmick that can be extremely dangerous and can create all kinds of problems on our side. And I do not, well, it might, I mean, of course, there is the argument that it also creates problems on their side, but their side is much easier to control than our side. And we don't have Russian, we don't have British and American troops stomping around through Europe. And they've got them all through our side, and they've got them through the other. The second point is that the concerns expressed that this one, I didn't quite, I don't think, know whether he got it exactly correct, that the British, he said, expressed a desire for us to cooperate with the French and the Germans on the nuclear question. Now, what exactly you have in mind, I don't know, but that's that. And the other, and I'll mention another, one other point, and these are the only things that I have. The only difficult problem that I see coming up before our election is the Irish problem. We're under terrible pressure here. I don't know the other fellow's going to say on this. My guess is that he will probably be pressured into saying something stupid because you know what I mean. He'll say, well, we have to intervene in Northern Ireland or whatever that is. I will not. I mean, as Henry can tell you, I have to step on the bureaucracy and everybody else to just stay out of it. That. But obviously, Teddy Kennedy is pushing her own press. My standard line is this, that you've got two decent men, he and Lynch, working on this terribly difficult problem. And if we weren't going to add to the egg and get Ireland by intervening in the situation, that we were obviously interested in getting many people in this country interested. But only if, for example, both sides thought that we could be of assistance. But I didn't say that. I wouldn't want to indicate that because naturally there's much more we can play. But I do think you should know that because of an election, you're likely to hear, my guess is, I don't know what Henry's judgment is, but this other fellow doesn't have much responsibility on that. They just might pop off one day. And our reaction, my reaction will be restrained. I think you should know that. Right, and everything happens with that. And so if you just keep us posted on that, we know you're doing the best you can. You're dealing with a bunch of maniacs. That's what I don't know. Because apparently the good folks in Northern Ireland, Catholic as well as Protestant, yes. I don't like this, but it's just great.
That's beautiful.
So there's where we are. Now, coming back to the first things first, Germans and the French were wanted to have greater participation in on nuclear matters. And we I understand what the French have to understand. Well, Germans, I don't know what it is, nuclear planning or what. Did you see that memorandum? Could you figure it out?
No, I didn't understand.
They tend to, they're edging back. got to be kept in a, you know, purely private channel.
Good.
At least than the Germans and French.
Yeah, that's a big one.
So do you understand? That's, is that all right? So that'll work.
Mr. President, I may suggest, I think that there's another topic which, over the months ahead, might be continued to deal with rather similar basis, less than a month or two. The world.
Oh, yes.
Financial system.
I hope it doesn't go over to the John.
And that is, yeah, right, with the Secretary Schultz, the case of law. There may be some areas of thought that could be discussed in a very discreet sense.
Yeah.
I just don't know at this point, but it depends on the city.
Well, on that, let me suggest that the man to discuss it with the Schultz.
But
I must say, I may be quite candid with you, Mr. White House, but I'm very, very powerful, and he's a very, very, very close friend, and I was counseled to let one man rely on. Schultz, as compared with Connolly, is an expert in this field. I mean, he knows that Connolly is the first thing. When he didn't, he had to rely on others. But on this one, with Schultz, he will have a great deal of, he will also have a lot of burdens in mind. Schultz will not, he's not the kind of a guy that just takes and runs with it. And he will take a lot of it. But as far as I'm concerned, Schultz will be able to, you can talk to him quite candidly. And he knows that even though you must understand, he is one who is perhaps a far more of a laissez-faire man than perhaps anybody in this field. He, on the other hand, is a very open-minded man and a very fair man. And we'll never do anything to embarrass anybody.
I think he's very well aware, as we all are, of the perils that doing us is.
I would suggest this. Now we're talking just to the family here, and Henry, we're talking. Schultz is, you know, he comes from the University of Chicago group, and you know, Milton Friedman and that group, and basically Schultz is a fellow that probably thinks there should be any international monetary system. Let everything go. Now, look, that if we were starting with the Corrigan, that's what we should do. On the other end of the spectrum, you've got Arthur Burns, who wants to go back to the old convertible, and I'm totally against it. We can't. We're not certain. On the other hand, what we have to do here is to face the realities. The reality is that the United States has some responsibility in this field. I mean, we're just too big to just say, you know, go to hell. And Henry, incidentally, will keep on this too, because we actually did the positive thing ourselves.
Yes.
But I think Schultz will be reasonable. What do you think, Henry?
But George,
kind of took me to the other day, I'm taking
pride.
Politically.
Yeah, probably. George Schultz is a very good friend. We both agreed when he was appointed as president that halfway to Chicago, we weren't quite sure exactly where, but in the same area. So there's absolutely no problem at all. But I think some of these things may get.
Well, the other thing I would like to do now, and starting with the proposition, I take Schultz's argument very certainly at this point. However, starting with that proposition, I am convinced of the fact that there needs to be a better long-term arrangement than throughout the Smithsonian. That is a step. Now we have to deal with something more. And I would welcome the best contribution you have to make, and everybody else has to make this thing, because, and after we get the election over with, then we can get at some of those things. That's my feeling toward it. Now, you know, this is a terribly controversial matter, but we're not going to be unreasonable on this. We're going to be unreasonable.
Well, I think what the board is most important is we're going to have to be protecting this sort of thing, because it should be. Which was serious to saying the Security Council, 20 nations aren't going to produce a plan. And so there may be occasions when some bilateral discussions
I
think so.
I wish I knew what the French really want.
The French? Go. That's about all. Well, one owner mentioned